Gateway News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Russia has given Ukraine until the early hours of Monday to surrender the besieged southern city of Mariupol, as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he is ready for peace talks with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. According to Russian state news agency RIA, Russia's defense ministry wants a response from Ukraine's military by 5 a.m. Moscow time. A statement by Colonel General Mikhail Mezentsev, the director of the Russian National Center for Defense Management, referred to Ukrainian troops as odious bandits. But Ukraine has rejected the ultimatum. Deputy Prime Minister Irina Vereshchuk told the news outlet Ukrainian Pravda there can be no talk of any surrender or laying down of arms. The ultimatum came hours after Zelensky told CNN in an interview broadcast Sunday that failure to reach a negotiated agreement with Russia would mean that this is a third world war. Russia's lead negotiator has said in recent days the sides have moved closer to an agreement on the issue of Ukraine dropping its bid to join NATO and adopting neutral status. President Zelensky said Sunday that peace talks with Russia might take place in Jerusalem. Israel has emerged as a key mediator between Ukraine and Russia. In his daily video appeal to Ukrainians, Zelensky thanked Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett for his efforts in negotiating between the two sides. He said Jerusalem is the right place to find peace, if possible. Earlier Sunday, Zelensky made an emotional appeal to Israel for help in its fight against Russia. In a video addressed to Israeli lawmakers, Zelensky, who is Jewish, compared the Russian invasion to the actions of Nazi Germany during World War II. He accused Putin of trying to carry out a final solution against Ukraine, a reference to the Nazi term for his genocide of 6 million Jews during that period. Zelensky called on Israel to follow its Western allies by imposing sanctions on Russia and providing arms to Ukraine. This is VOA News. The UN's nuclear watchdog says several Ukrainian staffers at the nuclear power plant in Chernobyl have finally been relieved of duty by other Ukrainians since the plant was seized by Russian forces last month. The staffers have been working nonstop since the plant's capture. The International Atomic Energy Agency said the situation had posed an increasing threat to safety as the staffers were exhausted and working under extreme pressure. The now-defunct power plant was the site of the world's worst nuclear accident in 1986. Elsewhere in the world, Yemen's Houthi rebels unleashed an intense barrage of drone and missile strikes on Saudi Arabia's critical energy facility Sunday. AP's Karen Shamas has more.
The attack focused mainly on key facilities such as natural gas and desalination plants, sparking a small fire at one site and temporarily cutting oil production at another. Not long after Aramco announced that the attacks would not impact oil supplies, the Saudi Energy Ministry did admit that a drone strike targeting one of its refining companies caused a temporary reduction in the refinery's production. The disruption comes in an already tight energy market as Saudi Arabia's state-backed oil company Aramco announced its profits surged in 2021 by 124%. I'm Karen Chamas.
Yemen has been plagued by turmoil since 2014 when the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels seized the capital, Sana'a, and ousted the government. A Saudi-led Arab coalition began fighting the rebels several months later. The war has settled into a bloody stalemate that has left tens of thousands of Yemenis dead and triggered the world's worst humanitarian crisis. The United Nations last week asked member nations for $4.2 billion to fund humanitarian efforts in Yemen this year, but the world body only received $1.3 billion in pledges. Repeating our top story, Russia has given Ukraine until the early hours of Monday to surrender the besieged southern city of Mariupol. According to Russian state news agency RIA, Russia's defense ministry wants a response from Ukraine's military by 5 a.m. Moscow time, but the ultimatum has been rejected by Ukraine. The deputy prime minister told the news outlet Ukrainian Pravda there can be no talk of any surrender or laying down of arms. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.